first step is you look, are there disturbed wetlands within a geographic area that you can restore, you know, or are there opportunities to set aside into permanent protection potentially threatened wetlands? And in our case, neither of those applied. So we started looking within the watersheds, both the Bristol Bay and Cook Inlet watersheds, for areas that we could, through the lens of improving water quality and fish habitat, offset our impacts. And we came up with three proposals that we recommended as part of our draft mitigation plan for the Corps to evaluate.